And greetings. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Ni hao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Bonjourno.
Sawadikara.
Guten tag. Jao wivi vaket bang. Half a day. Jai Janendra. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison kilitary industrial core poor nation in the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster bankrupt corruptocracy mocracy criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, foodborne in the USNRA, home of Uncle Salmonella, where they sure eat a lot of dead animal body parts, and the Wall Street-backed corporate diet of death, destruction, and disease is shoved down your throat. This is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. And we come to you today live from the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo at the Radisson Hotel in Los Angeles by LA Airport. And if you are in Southern California, I invite you to come on over right now. We're having a great time here. We're waiting for you. What a great gathering it is. It's always a good vibe when vegans get together. We have great speakers out here and just great people hanging out. This is the place to be today. The Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo. And so far I've been finding it very, very interesting hanging out with the elite athletes here. What I'm finding so interesting is how many people have had serious health issues before going vegan and now have become elite athletes after going vegan. I'm also doing a number of live stream interviews here for Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine, which you can see at its website. The VHFmag.com. You'll want to hear the interviews that I did yesterday, for example, with Spice Williams Crosby, an actress, stuntwoman, martial artist. Very interesting discussion we had with her about her new TV program coming up and a new movie. I spoke with Jennifer Argenti yesterday, who totally turned her health around by going vegan. To become a champion surfer at the age of 44, and that was against all the 18-year-olds. So, and she attributes her athletic success to being vegan. Coming up today, we have, right now, Dr. Mark Berman is speaking. He's an expert on childhood obesity. At 2:30, Amanda Reister, a champion boxer and fitness competitor. Todd Goldman coming up a little later on today, one of the few people certified in a very unique martial art. From 5:30 to 6:30 today, my buddy John Sally will be here, the NBA star, the TV commentator, and the vegan. All of these people are vegan. All of these great athletes here are vegan. I've been hanging out with my buddy Kenneth G. Williams. He carpooled down from the Bay Area to get down here, Kenneth and I. He's the first world champion vegan bodybuilder. So he's hanging out here with me. We'll see John Sally again in between 5:30 and 6:30. And Robert Cheek, a well-known endurance athlete, author, and a certified vegan nutritionist. He'll be coming up later today. So we'll be hanging out here today till 8 or 9 o'clock. And this is one of the roots to veganism. People become vegan for a number of reasons. There are the health and fitness aspects, also, of course, the concern for animals and the concern for the environment. And usually, whatever the entry point, usually expands to include the others. So we have a lot of people here who are into vegan health and fitness, who are also concerned about animal issues and the environment. For me, I was cooking that chicken many years ago and then saw the body in the frying pan and decided I couldn't eat animals anymore. And at that time when I decided that, which was in 1971, people were telling me, you're going to die if you eat like that. Going vegan is detrimental to your health, going vegetarian. And it turns out that they're totally wrong, that all the studies show that going vegan is in my favor. At my age now, when people look at me and go, hey, shouldn't you have diabetes by now? No. You know, you don't have to put your children on the path to diabetes, obesity, heart disease, cancer, stroke, all those, just by going vegan. The evidence is there. It's shown that heart disease is reversible through the work of Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn. You know, so there are the overlapping reasons for going vegan. The reasons of animal liberation, for health, the environment. You know, the environment, if people are concerned about global warming, the most important statistic that we can discuss related to climate change is that animal agriculture is responsible for 51% of all greenhouse gas emissions. So if you're concerned about others, if you're concerned about the world and the environment, you do have to go vegan. And, you know, with the health issues, if we were all to go vegan, well, then we wouldn't have all the reason for vivisection, right? All of the animal experimentation that goes on is a result of seeking out the cures for consumption of meat, dairy, fish, and eggs. So animal rights meets health issues. And then, of course, there are the social justice issues that people look at related to veganism, people who are for peace, who are against depression, who are against world hunger, poverty. You have to be vegan for these reasons. And, you know, it's just so awful that millions of animals suffer in laboratories needlessly. As we seek the cure of your aberrant dietary habit, happy to announce to a degree here that the NIH, National Institutes for Health, an advisory group of the NIH, has recommended immediately phasing out federally funded chimpanzee experiments and retiring most chimpanzees who are in federal custody to sanctuaries. That would include 170 at the Alamogordo Primate Facility in New Mexico, some of whom were in experiments at Texas Biomed in San Antonio. There are problems with the the NIH does want to hold back some chimpanzees for future experiments. But the recommendations do call for cuts in the funding for 7 of 9 taxpayer-funded grants for biomedical research, and then fully or partially cuts funding for 12 of 13 behavioral studies. I mean, how many maternal deprivation studies do we have to have before we know that primates suffer immensely when they're deprived of contact with their mothers? And you know, all of these experiments are so duplicative over the years. They keep doing them over and over again, the same experiment. Is that what I'm trying to say? Career Builders has decided that it will not run any of its long-running commercials during the Super Bowl this year featuring chimpanzees in business suits. Of course, animals are not actors, but also complaints have arisen that showing chimpanzees in commercials gives the impression that chimpanzee populations around the world are not declining, and they are. It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com, coming to you live today from the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo at the Radisson Hotel at LAX. I invite you to come out here. We're really having a great time, really great people here. I see the folks from Viva La Vegan Grocery over there with a booth, and a lot of photography going on, the vegan fitness models who are here. So you'll just have a great time. I just want to put out this bit of news because people are concerned. An Atlanta woman traveling the country blogging about vegan cuisine is now missing in Houston. Victoria Moon Erickson arrived in Houston on January 16th. She was last seen at the West Clay location of Pat Green's Kitchen, which is well known for raw vegan cuisine. So any information on her whereabouts should be reported to authorities. So anyway, it's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. We are listener-supported. You know, we have to purchase airtime every week. We're commemorating our 12th anniversary right now, being on the air. And every week of those 12 years, we have to purchase airtime, and we need your help. You can support us with a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com. Also, you can advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and services. Running into a number of people here who are interested in sponsorship of Go Vegan Radio and reaching our wonderful audience. So you can contact me. It's Bob at GoVeganRadio.com. You can be my friend at Facebook. Look for the Bob Linden pages. Also, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, that fan page. On Twitter, it's at Go Vegan Radio. And you can listen to the program on iTunes as well as on your smartphone by going to stitcher.com/govegan. Register for free. That'll put you in a drawing for $100. And if you listen to a complete program, Go Vegan Radio gets a dollar. And every dollar helps as we purchase airtime to be a voice for compassion for animals, improved human health, and environmental sustainability. We will continue live from the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo at the Radisson LAX. We're coming up and continuing with Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden.
Your support of the International Fund for Africa goes to direct aid for human babies and animals in need in Africa. Compassion for all beings is exemplified by the work of the International Fund for Africa, delivering critically needed medical services from the introduction of neonatal care in Ethiopia to the Homeless Animals Project for dogs, from the Rural Health and Development Project to the Veterinary Medicine Hospital Project, and promoting veganism as the best way to help people, animals, and the environment of Africa, the International Fund for Africa is leading the way. Its dynamic president, Dr. Antenna Roba, is a Houston emergency room physician who sees the deadly health effects of the standard African-American diet of animal products, and then goes home to Africa to witness the deadly environmental effects of the standard African-American diet there, as meat and dairy-based climate change devastates the continent. The message from the International Fund for Africa is, go vegan, Africa. No GMOs, no factory farms. Find out how you can help the International Fund for Africa help people and animals in Africa. Visit iFundAfrica.org. Stop starvation. Save the environment. Visit iFundAfrica.org. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special place, no meat, dairy, fish, or eggs in San Jose. Experience Vegetarian House, 100% organic vegan restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. A favorite fine dining establishment since 1994, featuring a spectacular international menu embracing the cuisines of China, India, Thailand, Vietnam, the Middle East, Europe, and the Americas. Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, and desserts that you simply must experience. Enjoy freshly squeezed organic fruit and vegetable juices. Committed to your fine dining experience, your health, compassion for animals, and the environment, Vegetarian House is powered by rooftop solar panels. Waste is composted or recycled when possible, and all to-go packaging can be composted or is biodegradable. The cuisine at Vegetarian House is GMO-free and organic. See the menu at Vegetarian House www.vegansource.us. Experience one of the world's best 100% vegan organic restaurants. You'll love the bakery items. Raw desserts are available too. Have your next event catered by Vegetarian House. Whether you need power box lunches or it's a full banquet, call 408-292-3798. Vegetarian House. Now you know the way to eat in San Jose. 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. VegetarianHouse.us. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden would like to express its appreciation to Vegetarian House for its ongoing sponsorship of our radio program. To advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products, email bob@govegan.com.
It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com.
Go vegan.
Go vegan, yeah. And remember, we're listener supported, and we need your help because we have to upgrade our equipment so that we can be on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN, the fastest growing talk radio network in the universe. And we need a Comrex access to something or other that costs about $4,000. So help us out with a donation or advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and services. And today we are coming to you live from the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo at the Radisson Hotel, LAX. The beautiful woman on my left is Coya Webb, who is really one of the leading fitness models. You're on the covers, and you're everywhere. So,
thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being with us today.
It's my pleasure. It's my honor. I want to definitely inspire people to eat a more plant-based diet.
Yeah, definitely. So, how did you get involved with fitness modeling and all?
I started just with a desire. I ran track and field, and originally I wanted to be a cover girl. I was like, I want to be a cover girl, and I want to do the runway things, and, you know.
But you never imagined that it would be this way, huh?
I never did, but after going to college, my dad was always like, get your education first and go to school first, and then if you still want a model, you can. So that's what I did. I got my education, and in college, I was like, okay, I'm here, and I still want a model, but because I ran track and because I played basketball, my body physique had changed. Where in high school I was, you know, more thin, slim, runway, I developed this very fit and body that I have now. And so I started running track, and Nike saw me, and that was my first job, was working as a fitness model for Nike.
For Nike?
Yes.
Wow. So what did you do with Nike?
We did, you know, some sprints and hurdles. It was like a shoe ad. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after, I got with an agency, Sports and Lifestyle Unlimited, and, you know, and I worked for, you know, Adidas, New Balance, Royal Caribbean. I just did a spot for Lexus, and, you know, it's just been the sky's the limit. It's been really fun, and I have to do really challenging things like run up hills and, you know, bike ride downhill, so a lot of active lifestyle sports.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. So, I really enjoy it.
Yeah. And what was your major in college then?
My major was exercise science, and I had a minor in business administration. So I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, own my business, helping people live a healthier lifestyle.
Oh, okay. And how did veganism happen for you?
Well, it was a journey. You know, I started out in college. I had a Muslim boyfriend, so I cut out pork. Mm-hmm. And then there was a salmonella poison, and I cut out chicken. And then someone said turkey makes you sleepy, and so I cut that out. So I think I went on a journey of cutting one thing out and then another thing. And my philosophy was, hey, if I can still experience awesome health and vitality without this that could possibly harm me, then I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept going. And when I moved to L.A., I moved to San Diego, and there was this vegetarian restaurant called Rancho's in San Diego, and they were vegetarian, but they wanted to expand.
The Mexican restaurant, Rancho's.
Yes,
I used to go there all the time. Well, I lived in San Diego for a while.
Marcus.
And he had the vegan.
Animals and the Afterlife. It's the heartwarming book from author, animal lover, and animal communicator Kim Sheridan. Visit animalsandtheafterlife.com. Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? This book offers some amazing answers. Animals and the Afterlife provides comfort for anyone who has ever loved and lost an animal, and food for thought for anyone who has ever questioned the place of animals in the larger scheme of things. Read about Kim's experiences and the experiences of people around the world in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine's Book of the Year Award winner. See more about author Kim Sheridan at kimsheridan.com, her other books, films, and compassionate projects. And learn more about this amazing book and order it at animalsandtheafterlife.com.
With over 200 restaurants around the globe, Loving Hut is the largest chain of independently owned vegan restaurants worldwide. The first one in North America is in Milpitas, California, at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford University students and faculty enjoy Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Hut locations in San Francisco, one in Elk Grove and one in San Jose. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll find Loving Hut restaurants throughout Southern California, too. And in the Inland Empire, there's a Loving Hut in Claremont and in Upland. Many of the goodies at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga are from the bakery at Loving Hut Upland. The people at Loving Hut are on a mission to save your health, save the animals, and save the planet from climate change and other environmental disasters caused by meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption. Who knew that saving the planet would be so delicious? Save the planet. Eat at Loving Hut.
Well, almost. Let's.
Have Skype on again. Okay, live radio. Actually, the live stream continued here, at the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo. The live stream continued, and, the internet dropped off from the radio signal. So we had a moment of delay, but we are back with Koya Webb, who was talking to us. Koya, fitness model extraordinaire. And we were just talking about, of course, she's been on the cover of many magazines and working with many large corporations doing fitness modeling and all. But we were talking about how things were happening in San Diego for you and Rancho's.
Marcos, my buddy.
Marcos is my buddy too. Have you spoken to him recently at all?
I haven't spoken to him in a while.
It's been a while for me too.
2 years.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. Well, he told me about Cesar Chavez being totally vegan. Marcos used to work at a restaurant, and he waited on Cesar Chavez, and Cesar wouldn't take any, if the dressing had any dairy or whatever.
Right.
So I mean, he was just, and so that was one of my eyewitnesses.
When little people come into your life and inspire you, it's like giving you a chance to take that next leap of evolution.
Right,
and Marcos
right.
was that for me. And Rancho's was
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, evolution for me. And he all that free food to play with. That, and that's really how I got a chance to make all of these amazing recipes.
Mm. So amazing recipes like what?
Lasagna, barbecue collards, southern slaw. I make brownies, I make pancakes, I make pies, I make zucchini pasta and cucumber pasta, I make lemonade, apple martinis.
Ah.
Should I go on?
Pretty good so far. sounds like a good lunch today.
Oatmeal raisin cookies, banana bread, carob energy bites, which we have those too here.
Yeah, what are you doing? You have a line of foods now?
Or? Here I have non-perishables that are soon going into manufacturing, and that's the banana nut bread, the carob energy bites, and the oatmeal raisin cookie. And those are available on my website.
Oh, really? And what is your website?
KoyaWeb.com. KoyaWeb.com.
Okay. And I see it's Koya's Cuisine, with a cuisine spelled creatively also,
yes,
then?
Koya's Cuisine with cuisine spelled with a K. Mm-hmm. And it's foods you love that love you back. Because a lot of times we have a bad relationship with sugar food. We say, oh, I love that mac and cheese, and mm-hmm. I love this, and I love that, but it does not love our hips and our thighs and our stomach. You know, mm-hmm. it doesn't love us back. Mm-hmm. But you get some of my cuisine, some good kale, dirty kale. It's like dirty rice, but it's greens, which we need. Mm-hmm. And it's going to love you back. It's mm-hmm. going to give you optimal health and vitality.
Mm-hmm. And you work out then a lot then?
I work out daily, and yeah. I encourage everyone to work out daily. It doesn't have to be 2 hours, but just 10 minutes so you can really mm-hmm. speed up your metabolism, get your blood flow going, put yourself in a happy mood. Mm-hmm. Just 10 minutes every day is good enough to get it as a lifestyle for yourself.
And what do you do?
I do yoga every day in the morning. And then 3 times a week, I go to the gym and I lift weights because I like sculpting my body. Mm-hmm. And I swim 1 to 2 times a week, definitely go to the jacuzzi to, you know, mm-hmm. relax my body a little bit. 1 to 2 times a week, I go for a long bike ride. It's really mm-hmm. fun. So mm-hmm. athletics is a big part of my life. And mm-hmm. I don't suggest everyone to have such a, you know, a large schedule of fitness, but it's just what I choose. But I do recommend people do at least 10 minutes. Every day, dance around the house if that's all you do, but do something.
Breathwork,
yoga. Yeah. But yoga is really good for healing. Yeah. Not only healing your body, but also giving your mind a chance to just stop thinking for a while. So you can center spiritually yourself, your core, your soul.
Mm-hmm. Veganism and yoga go well together, don't they?
Veganism goes good with anything, such as yoga. So yes, they're amazing together.
Yeah, how long have you been vegan?
I've been vegan. I mean, I've been in the raw food because even when I started at Rancho's, I was doing a lot of raw food, but I was still consuming fish. But mm-hmm. I feel like my journey from raw vegan started about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So since then, I've been experimenting with the raw, with the vegan. And I tell people my story all the time, just how I went way too much soy. I was having Morningstar pancakes, and I was having sausage. I was having everything about 3 to 4 times a day, every meal. Mm-hmm. I just switched the zone diet from eating turkey and chicken, turkey and fish, and I had soy, seitan, wheat gluten, everything you could think of, and it was just too much for me. So I caution people, like, just because you go vegan, you still have to be a healthy vegan. Mm-hmm. You know, just not eating animal is not good enough. You have to really make sure you're eating lots of fruits and lots of vegetables until you really have
get
a good
your leafy
time.
Greens, you know.
Greens,
yeah, that's great.
You can't just go around eating pasta all day long and rice all day long and soy.
But better than eating animals for sure, but...
You know, and animals, too. I also tell people, because my family, they're from the South, and unfortunately, they still eat animal products. And I tell them, well, just try to get the grass-fed, the things that don't have hormones, and don't try to eat it as much. You don't have to eat it 3 times a day, maybe once a day. And if you eat it once a day, maybe come back to once a week. So I really am sensitive to where people are in their journey. And mm-hmm. I think that the best thing for people is to do what makes them feel good and do what serves their body optimally.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if a person's mind isn't ready to cut everything out, I more tell them to just take their time and inch into it like I did, and so that they'll stay for a longer amount of time.
Right. So, and, you know, sometimes people, you know, they feel like, oh, I cheated, and then I can't, you know, if you cheat, well, just get back to not cheating, right?
There's
just,
no such thing as cheating. I call it indulging. Mm. And it's not even a guilty pleasure. It's an unguilty pleasure because if you have something, as long as you're not, you know, a gluttony, you're not overindulging, you think you have it. See how it makes your body feel. And usually if you listen to that, you probably won't have it as often anymore. So I tell people, have your little unguilty pleasure, enjoy it, and get back to eating optimally, your greens.
Right, greens and fruits and all of that, yeah. So, and then obviously you're against dairy. You see what dairy does to people.
Yes, dairy is definitely, you know, it has a lot of things going on. And people have to really realize that when you cut out the animal, when you cut out the dairy, you're not only helping your body achieve optimal health and wellness, you're also helping our economy. You're helping the world, Mother Earth, as a whole. And so it takes more to feed someone who's eating meat than it does to eat someone who's eating a plant-based diet. Mm-hmm. So we can have more food to go around. We can build more crops worldwide. And so I really definitely, with the dairy, with the animal, I tell people, just eat as little as possible, if not cut it out completely.
Yeah, well, and I say cut it out completely.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. And do it today,
Not yesterday, today.
Right, that's the plan. So what do you have upcoming at all?
Yeah, I have some some things upcoming. I'm actually doing something with Whole Foods. Whole Foods Market is a great natural foods market. I'm doing classes for them. Mm-hmm. I have a Southern style uncooking class. I'm going to be teaching people how to make some of my flavorful food. And they're doing the four pillars of health. And I'm doing Plant Strong and teaching people how to get a good plant-based diet. And I'm also going to be working with a couple of different corporations doing some speaking engagements this year. And I have a show coming out on the Steve Harvey Show. I have an episode with Steve Harvey.
So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Cool, okay. Well, thanks for stopping by today.
One more thing.
Oh, sure.
I have a retreat in Costa Rica with my fiance in April. So I want everyone to go to my website and come to that retreat. We're going to be doing acro yoga and raw vegan food. And if you want to get turned out on the healthy lifestyle, then you should come to that retreat.
Wonderful. Okay. And tell us the website again is?
KoyaWeb.com.
KoyaWeb.
You're good.
Okay. You're the web on the web.
All right. That's right. With two
Bs,
though.
With two Bs. Okay.
Yeah,
thanks, Koya.
It
was a pleasure having you here.
Thanks.
Thanks
so much.
Really appreciate
right,
it.
Well,
okay.
Bye.
See ya. Okay, and we will continue. It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. Yeah.
All right.
Are you going to do yoga for us here on camera?
Yoga. You guys ready?
Here comes yoga on camera. Right.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good on the TV. Yeah, okay. That's the first yoga I've had done on the radio, so that's great. So, all right. Okay, we'll continue. It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. We're coming to you live from the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo. Come on down. There's a lot going on here today. John Sally's going to be here talking and just really having a great time. Great vibe, good people. And we're at the Radisson LAX. And we'll be here till 8 or 9 o'clock tonight, so we hope to see you over here. And we ask that you support the program, which is listener-supported. We purchase airtime every week. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts, and there are hundreds of free podcasts which you can hear, for archives and podcasts, and to donate online, go to goveganradio.com.
Animals and the Afterlife. It's the heartwarming book from author, animal lover, and animal communicator Kim Sheridan. Visit animalsandtheafterlife.com. Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? This book offers some amazing answers. Animals and the Afterlife provides comfort for anyone who has ever loved and lost an animal, and food for thought for anyone who has ever questioned the place of animals in the larger scheme of things. Read about Kim's experiences and the experiences of people around the world in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine's Book of the Year Award winner. See more about author Kim Sheridan at kimsheridan.com, her other books, films, and compassionate projects. And learn more about this amazing book and order it at animalsandtheafterlife.com.
With over 200 restaurants around the globe, Loving Hut is the largest chain of independently owned vegan restaurants worldwide. The first one in North America is in Milpitas, California, at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford University students and faculty enjoy Loving Hut at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. There are three Loving Hut locations in San Francisco, one in Elk Grove and one in San Jose. For the Loving Hut near you, visit lovinghut.us. You'll find Loving Hut restaurants throughout Southern California, too. And in the Inland Empire, there's a Loving Hut in Claremont and in Upland. Many of the goodies at Viva La Vegan Grocery in Rancho Cucamonga are from the bakery at Loving Hut Upland. The people at Loving Hut are on a mission to save your health, save the animals, and save the planet from climate change and other environmental disasters caused by meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption. Who knew that saving the planet would be so delicious? Save the planet. Eat at Loving Hut. Thank you.
we continue on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com, and great radio stations. We're live right now on KCAA Radio in Southern California. We will be rebroadcast 4 p.m. On KEST in San Francisco today. And you can hear us on iTunes archives at goveganradio.com and TalkStream Live. And you know, we're just everywhere. So we're on your phone, too, if you want to listen on your iPhone or Android. Go to stitcher.com/govegan, register for free, and listen to a show. We'll get a dollar. Every dollar counts because we have to pay for radio airtime every week, as we've done for 12 years now. This month, we commemorate our 12th anniversary on the air, as heard on Air America. And it's great to come out to these events, too, because you meet listeners, people who really enjoy the show, and it's fun to know that, yeah, we're up to 11 listeners now. Yes, we have. We finally broken, you know, the 10 mark. We're up to 11 from what I understand. So we're here, and we invite you to come out today also to the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo, Radisson Hotel LAX. And there are great people here, great companies, great products. For example, we run across Warrior Force with Roger Ruge, and great products here. And we know the parent company, Health Force Nutritionals. Tell us about what the Warrior Force line is that you have, Roger.
Well, Dr. Sheridan is the founder of Health Force Nutritionals, and he is
Jameis Sheridan. Yes. Yeah.
He's
what a
an
guy!
Extreme athlete in his own right, and I would describe Warrior Force as his alter ego. So this is the side of who's really into ethical competition, really getting yourself out there and putting yourself in the crucible of competition at the highest possible level. Mm-hmm. And so what he's done is created a line of nutritional supplements that are all whole food. Everything's plant-based, of course. We're all a vegan company. Mm-hmm. And it's all designed for the athlete. We've got everything from protein powders to pre-workout to post-workout.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And I know Jameis is a very dedicated vegan.
I mean, he's extremely.
For all reasons. You know,
yeah,
for
the, we're on every side of the fence, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So tell us about some of the products. And we're also live streaming for the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine website. So we're kind of simulcasting now on video in a number of areas. So you can actually hold up your products to the camera here. So what do we have, and what's so great about these then for the athlete in particular?
Sure. Well, let's take a look first at our Warrior Food Extreme. So this is one of our foundational products for protein, and it's got some things in there that are amazing for the athlete. The basis of the protein is brown rice, and then we've taken that brown rice and sprouted it. The reason for that is it absorbs so much better into the body. But we know that brown rice in and of itself, not a complete protein, so we've added hemp seeds to it to give you a beautiful amino acid profile. Really excellent in terms of its absorption and use in the body. And one of the nice things I like about this product, too, is that you should know that no matter what the product is with Health Force or Warrior Force, we're never actually flavoring anything. We always try to use the whole food in the product. And so one of the things we do with the Warrior Force, we have a chocolate, which is actually 100% organic heirloom cacao. So there's no chocolate flavoring, if you will. We're using the cacao in there. And then we've got a vanilla version that is absolutely amazing, and we use a vanilla bean in there. I'm using, again, the whole bean. So when you try to keep everything in whole food form and as nature intended. We go a little bit further with this particular product, though, because we know that we want to give support to these athletes in terms of their endurance and stamina. So also in the extreme version of Warrior Food is our nopal cactus. Nopal cactus is amazing from a number of different angles, but especially for its ability to increase endurance and stamina. It's a wonderful blood sugar regulator, so it also helps moderate that, and it gives you a really great boost. Then in addition to that, in the chocolate version, we've added some spirulina in there and some cinnamon. It's going to help with kidney and liver support. And on the vanilla side, we put Arctic root or rhodiola in there for the same reason. So it's a very complete formula. But what I especially enjoy about this is a formula for working out. You can use it pre-workout and post-workout, and it's not going to weigh you down. It's not going to feel heavy. It's not going to be hard to digest. You can have it 20 minutes before a workout and be ready to go with no issues whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, your protein is preferable to what's usually used by many athletes or bodybuilders, which would be whey protein, W-H-E-Y, which is a significant health risk, really.
You know, it can be, and there's so many issues around whey, most of it surrounding the digestibility of it. I mean, in truth, it's really hard on the body. About 60% of the population can't digest it in the first place. They'll have some type of a digestion issue with whey. But then, of course, when we look at the processing of whey, it's heated, it's denatured, there's all kinds of potential for toxins in the body with it. Mm-hmm. It's just something you really need to be careful with in terms of what you're putting in.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've learned from the China study that animal protein is the number one carcinogen to which Americans are exposed, you know, so the dairy protein, actually. So why take that risk, you know, I mean, when you can be, you know, I mean, people say, oh, bodybuilding, you know, vegan bodybuilding, no way, right? Well, yeah, no way, no W-H-E-Y. But instead of that way, you have?
Yeah, we've got our Warrior Food Extreme.
Yep.
And then we've got a brand new protein I wanted to let everybody know about, too. So here's yet another alternative. And I really like to think of this one, which is our Elite Green Protein, as a kind of all-in-one formula. So Dr. Sheridan, for years, has had his own personal workout formula, you know, the one that he makes. Mm-hmm. And everybody always asks him, well, what do you make? What do you make? Why aren't you putting that out in a product? And we all asked him, come on, this is your personal workout formula. Why are we not selling this? And he finally decided last year to introduce Elite Green Protein. It's a very simple mix. The base of this protein is chlorella and spirulina together. And 2 tablespoons of this gives you 16 grams of green protein. So not only are you getting a nice protein content out of it, you're getting all the green cofactors that are in there as well. The thing about this, though, as far as a workout protein, phenomenal. Because you've got the spirulina and chlorella together, the energy that you get off of that is amazing. So I use it as a pre-workout drink for myself because I can feel it working within 10 minutes. I literally can feel it flowing into my body. I'm like, all right. And I get that nice amp. I'm pumped, but I'm not jittery. Like a lot of the pre-workout stuff out there is just loaded with all kinds of chemicals and caffeine. And, of course, none of that's ever going to be found in here. This is all plant-based.
Well, that's green power right there.
Seriously,
that's excellent. So, and, you know, we often talk, and on the program I talk about, you know, obviously, the what seems to be the gold standard in food and all is organic. But, you know, at Viva La Vegan, there are actually some products now that are veganic, which exclude any animal products even in the growth process. You know, so from planting to harvest to eating, no animal products. And you have some issues with organic, too, in a way, right? I mean, even though it is kind of, you know, I mean, it's the best of what's available, but...
Well, let's face facts. You know, organic is an absolute awesome step in the right direction. Are you buying something better than when it's not organic? For sure. But we have some challenges with that. And the challenges for us come in the fact that the organic standards seem to have been watered down over time. They initially were supposed to be true organic food, but they allow trace herbicide, trace insecticide, trace pesticide, mild irradiation of food, and that doesn't work for health for us. So with us, everything is zero trace. And what we do is anyone we source with has got the third-party test that they come back zero trace. And we've actually coined a trademark phrase called Truganic. And that's what we want everyone in the industry to rise up to. We want to come up to the Truganic standard where we're giving the purest quality we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. And you say wild-harvested foods can't be labeled organic?
That's correct. As soon as you harvest something from nature, the FDA says, nope, no longer seek certification.
So if you're out in a remote area picking berries, you know, like a really pristine environment, you get those berries.
Apparently are not organic,
those
according to our government.
Not organic. Well, according to our government, you know, a lot according to our government needs, you know, to be interpreted.
Well, and I'll tell you, this is where the essence of it comes in. The essence of it comes into the regulations are not going to make it right. So then it's up to the company to carry the ethics forward. Mm-hmm. And that's how we walk. We just walk in our talk. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. So what a great line of products, great people here, you know. And so we have Roger Rogge from now it is Warrior Force, the sports nutrition line from Health Force Nutritionals. And how do people find your products and find out more about them?
Best way to get us is on the internet at warriorforce.com.
Mm-hmm. Warriorforce.com.
And you can pick up our products always at Viva La Vegan Grocery.
Now, what made you think of that? Is it that Arlo from Viva La Vegan is standing right there in front of you, jumping around in the big Viva La Vegan t-shirt pointing, get it here? Yeah. get it at the world's largest vegan grocery store. 6,000 vegan items, 6,000 items, yes. Everything vegan, Rancho Cucamonga. We look forward to the expansion of Viva La Vegan into hopefully Los Angeles soon and around the world. You know, everybody needs a Viva La Vegan so we don't have to go into the supermarket and hold our nose, you know, or take out the magnifying glass to read all the ingredients. So Roger, it's a pleasure having you with us here today. And people can still come down to the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo. We're at the Radisson LAX, and you can sample some of these great products.
Absolutely.
Here.
Stop by our booth. We have samples that we're giving away. We've got our little amber glass jars, because everything with us is kept in amber glass, metal lid, rubber seal. We've got little samples for that, and we've got tasting as well, so come on down.
Come on down. We look forward to seeing you here. We're on the radio now, but we're also doing the live stream for the event, so you'll be able to see all of this on the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine website. I think it's time to take a break. I'm not sure what happened. We had technical problems, but we'll take a break and we'll continue. Again, I invite you to please support our program. We have to purchase airtime every week. If you have vegan and cruelty-free products and services to offer, why not advertise by emailing me? It's bob@goveganradio.com. And for archives and the hundreds of free podcasts to which you can listen and to make a donation, go to goveganradio.com. Thanks.
A grocery store that's 100% vegan, and not just that, the largest vegan grocery anywhere? It's Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, Rancho Cucamonga. Thousands and thousands of items, everything vegan, everything cruelty-free. No animal ingredients, no animal testing. Viva La Vegan Grocery. Organic produce, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds. And introducing Veganic. Want to go beyond organic? Coming soon to Viva La Vegan. Thousands of grocery items, some you won't see anywhere else. Fresh juice from the juicer at Viva La Vegan Grocery. Donuts, cupcakes, supplements, gluten-free. Viva La Vegan, raw foods, vegan dog food, household items, personal care, books, belts, shoes. They all come together at the largest vegan grocery anywhere. Great prices, friendly staff, thousands of items, everything vegan at Viva La Vegan, 9456 Roberts Street, Roberds, Rancho Cucamonga, California, 909-941-4495, VivaLaVeganGrocery.com, 909-941-4495, Viva La Vegan. Move over dairy. Make way for creamy goodness from coconut cow. Real food, real nutrition from coconut cow. Coconut yogurt, cultured, fermented, creamed coconut meat. A treat by itself or with fresh fruit. Coconut cream, a vegan's dream for baking instead of butter. Raw coconut water, coconut milk for smoothies. Coconut kefir, mango lassi. Visit coconutcowcafe.com. Organic, gluten-free nutrition from coconut cow. No fumigated coconuts from Thailand are ever used by coconut cow. Also try coconut cow fermented sweet potatoes and sweet potatoes with mango, artisan sauerkraut, and kombucha. Available at Viva La Vegan Grocery, Rancho Cucamonga, and Grassroots Natural Market and Kitchen, South Pasadena. Shipping available. Call 626-993-5631. Coconut Cow Cafe.
We continue on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. Go Vegan Radio www.vegansupportafrica.com. And we're live today and invite you to come out to the Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo at the Radisson LAX. A lot of great people here. And I carpooled down from the Bay Area with my buddy Kenneth C. Williams, who's sitting right next to me here now. And Kenneth has the distinction of being really the first champion vegan bodybuilder, the first. He came in first place, what, in Sacramento and Oakland?
Sacramento first place, Oakland second place. And then that allowed me to get on the USA bodybuilding team for the Natural Olympia. And then went to the Natural Olympia in 2003-2004. Third out of 127 countries.
So you came in third out of 127 countries.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
And that catapulted me to become the world's first vegan bodybuilding champion. And with that came some gifts. And I took advantage of the gifts, had a chance to travel, meet some great people, in the process of still writing my book, acting. A lot of great things has happened when I decided to take this on as a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad it blessed me. It's blessed you, Bob. And that's one of the main reasons why we're friends today is because of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gone back, what, 10 years. Sometimes I just go, wow.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 10 years now.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And people are looking at me now as a legend, and I don't even feel that way.
Right, right. Well, it's hard to feel like a legend when you have to keep living life.
You still have to work.
Yeah, we have a little less than a minute left, but you're training now for?
I'm training now for the Natural Olympia 2013-2014. And I'm just back in the game again. You know, it seemed like the sport of bodybuilding has been calling me back. I've been absent for quite some time. I've been traveling and speaking. But now I'm taking it back home now, which is the gym.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be training with you starting next week in the Bay Area. We're going to, so that's my New Year's resolution, to get healthy again and lift weights again. And so I thought, well, I might as well do it with, you know, the first champion vegan bodybuilder, Kenneth C. Williams. So we're going to be lifting weights together as part of my New Year's resolution. I'm not going to break my resolution. So
you're going to get Bob back when he felt like he was 21. He already feels like he's 21 now.
Well,
but
yeah.
You're going to get that body going.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And, so look forward to that. So come on down and see us here at Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine Expo, Radisson, LAX. A lot of great people hanging out. We're here today. And I want to thank you for listening. And please support the program. As I said, we're hitting our 12th anniversary right now. We can't do it without your support. We need your help to pay for airtime. And again, we're expecting to join the Genesis Communications Network, a major syndication network, within the next couple of weeks. We need to upgrade our equipment, so a donation right now would be really helpful, and advertising your products would be really helpful. You can contact me. It's Bob at GoVeganRadio.com.